Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. In today's episode, Jeff Fish explores the freedom and healing that come from forgiving others. Forgiveness is not just a gift we give. It's a reflection of God's grace at work in our lives. Our key verse for today is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Today, we are focusing specifically on the transformative power of forgiving others. Forgiveness is not just a gift we give to those who wrong us. It's a means of freedom and healing for ourselves. Holding on to bitterness or resentment can weigh us down, spiritually, emotionally, and even physically. But when we choose to forgive, we align ourselves with God's heart and open the door to restoration. Our key verse today is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, and it reminds us, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. This command is rooted in the truth that our forgiveness of others is a reflection of God's forgiveness towards us. Let's explore the power of forgiving others and how it transforms our hearts and relationships. Let's jump into why forgiveness matters. Forgiveness is central to our faith because it reflects God's character. Just as we have been forgiven through Christ, we are called to extend that forgiveness to others. But why is forgiveness so important? Well, number one, forgiveness reflects God's love. When we forgive, we mirror the grace and mercy of God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 reminds us, forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against one another, just as the Lord forgave you, so you must do also. Forgiveness shows the world the transformative power of God's love and grace in action. Number two is unforgiveness keeps us bound. Holding on to resentment creates a barrier in our relationship with God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 15 warns, but if you do not forgive other people, then your Father will not forgive your offenses. This isn't about God withholding forgiveness unjustly. It's about how harboring unforgiveness hardens our hearts and blocks us from fully receiving His grace. Number three, forgiveness brings freedom. Bitterness and anger can weigh us down like heavy chains, but forgiveness breaks those chains, freeing us to live in peace and joy. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9 says, "One who conceals an offense seeks love, but one who repeats a matter separates close friends." Forgiveness not only restores our peace, but also opens the door for reconciliation. Forgiving others is not always easy, especially when the wounds are deep. Whether it's betrayal, injustice, or repeated offenses, forgiveness can feel like letting someone off the hook. But forgiveness doesn't mean condoning the wrong or pretending like it didn't happen. With that being said, let's take a moment to talk about what forgiveness is not. So number one, it's not forgetting. Forgiveness doesn't mean erasing the memory of the offense. It means releasing its hold over you. Number two, it's not excusing. Forgiveness acknowledges the wrong, but chooses grace over vengeance. And number three, it's not immediate reconciliation. While forgiveness opens the door for reconciliation, rebuilding trust may take time and mutual effort. It's important to remember that forgiveness is a process. Forgiveness often takes time, especially when the pain is fresh. It's okay to wrestle with the decision to forgive and to seek God's help in the process. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 reminds us, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. This includes forgiving others when it feels impossible. Forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves as much as it is for the other person. When we forgive, we release the burden of bitterness, allowing God to bring healing and restoration. Bitterness can consume our thoughts and emotions, affecting our relationships and even our health. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15 warns us, "See to it that no one comes short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and by it many become defiled." Forgiveness uproots bitterness and replaces it with peace. While forgiveness doesn't always guarantee reconciliation, it creates the possibility for healing broken relationships. Romans chapter 12, verse 18 encourages us, if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all people. Forgiveness paves the way for peace, even if the other person doesn't respond in kind. Now, with all that being said, here are some practical steps to help you on your journey of forgiving others. Because forgiveness is not a one-time decision, it is a journey. So number one, pray for the person who hurt you. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Praying for the person who wronged you shifts your focus from your hurt to God's love and grace. Number two, acknowledge your pain. Forgiveness doesn't mean ignoring your feelings. Take time to process your hurt and bring it to God. Psalms chapter 34, verse 18 assures us the Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Number three, release the offense to God. Romans chapter 12, verse 19 reminds us, never take your own revenge, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Trust God to handle justice and let go of the desire for revenge. Number four, choose forgiveness daily. Forgiveness is a daily decision. Release resentment. Each time the hurt resurfaces, remind yourself of your commitment to forgive and ask God for strength to proceed. Let's turn our attention to a biblical example of forgiveness in the story of Joseph. Joseph's story in Genesis offers a powerful example of this forgiveness. Betrayal by his brothers and sold into slavery, Joseph had every reason to hold on to anger and bitterness. Yet when he was reunited with his brothers years later, he chose to forgive them. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, he said, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Joseph's forgiveness not only restored his relationship with his family, but also revealed God's redemptive plan. His story reminds us that forgiveness can turn even the worst situations into opportunity for God's glory. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember that forgiving others is one of the most powerful ways we reflect God's love and grace. It frees us from bitterness, brings healing to our hearts, and opens the doors for restored relationships. As we choose to forgive, we align ourselves with God's will and experience his peace in a profound way. Take a moment to reflect. Is there someone you need to forgive? Ask God for the strength and grace to take that first step, trusting him to guide you through the process. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, follow Jeff Fish on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at FishTalk4Jesus. You can also visit the link tree on the podcast website for easy access to all his social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast or Jeff's content has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the link tree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.